At 7:59 in the morning, the waiting room of the Kansas City Free Health Clinic is empty and quiet. But all that changes once 8 a.m. hits.
Good morning, Kansas City Free Health Clinic. Have you seen a doctor here before?
That's when Angela Stallings, who sits behind the check-in counter, starts scheduling appointments for the next day.
Good morning, Kansas City Free Health Clinic.
This Midtown clinic has long been a safety net for the region, with general medicine, dental, mental health, HIV care, and education services. Years ago, before becoming a reporter, I worked there. It's one of the few places where you're not charged anything for care. There's just one requirement to be seen for most things. You can't have insurance. Appointments get booked fast.
Today, I think it took me about 30 to 45 minutes.
To fill up how many appointments?
It was probably about 100.
That's a lot of phone calls.
A lot. And they still come and come and come. Good morning, Kansas City Free Health Clinic.
Since the recession hit, a record number of people have been turning to the clinic for care. 16,000 last year. The volume of services provided spiked. But funding from private donations and fundraisers, which helps pay for things like keeping the lights on, dropped. For the first time in a decade, the clinic was in the red. To offset this, it scaled back its medication dispensary program and now refers most patients to outside pharmacies for $4 prescriptions, instead of providing them on-site for free. The clinic made another, more visible change, too.
And also, we're asking for a $10 donation.
The clinic started asking patients to pay $10 for their visits last fall. There are now signs posted at the front desk and on the door of the waiting room. The clinic even put in credit card machines. Kirk Eisenhower, the clinic's development director, has been leading the effort. He says in some ways, nothing's really changed.
When the Kansas City Free Health Clinic was started in 1971, the clinic was totally funded by what donations they received from patients, and there was a large jar that sat in the waiting room.
When the jar dried up, someone would organize a benefit concert or fundraiser and bring the jar with them. The clinic still has a jar. Well, it's actually a glass box now. Donation envelopes have always been scattered throughout the place. But nowadays, Eisenhower says the money coming in varies a lot from month to month and makes up a tiny, tiny part of the clinic's budget, which also relies heavily on grants. Eisenhower says it just makes sense to be more proactive, like the founders used to be, about asking patients to pitch in.
If we got a $10 donation, even from just a third of the appointments that we do, patient donations could account for one of our largest funding streams. And we think that that could help make a difference in opening the door for other revenue to be made available so that we can continue to serve more patients.
Do you think that by asking for a donation, that kind of gets away from just the overarching idea of the clinic being Kansas City Free Health Clinic?
But that's the access to the care is absolutely free. And so we're just asking patients to, you know, be part of their care by making a donation.
So how do patients feel about this?
You want to donate today?
If you can. I can.
By 8:30 in the morning, people are starting to fill up the clinic's waiting room. 53-year-old Patricia Pikey is one of the first to check in.
I don't mind being asked, you know, if anybody has it, they should be able to give it.
Pikey's been coming here for her high blood pressure and chronic back pain since she was laid off from a JCPenney outlet store a couple years ago. She says she doesn't have any money today, but being asked for $10 doesn't bother her. She sends something in when she can and is just glad to be seen.
I totally appreciate it. Totally. I wouldn't be able to get medical help without it.
Most people I talked with were okay with the change, but not everyone.
Amy
Uginen is here to have her diabetes checked. Uginen has been coming to the clinic since she lost health coverage 6 years ago. She was surprised when the clinic started asking her for $10. Says it's humiliating.
People come here because they don't have money. So asking for it up front is a little bit off-putting.
The clinic's not alone in requesting a fee from patients. Nicole Lamoureux-Busby is director of the National Association of Free and Charitable Health Clinics, which represents about 1,200 clinics nationwide.
Across the country, we're seeing more and more clinics are having to do this because the donations that were coming in this economy just aren't there.
Lamoureux-Busby says some places have had to make more dire cuts to services. She doesn't have figures, but her perception is that before the recession, about half of free clinics didn't overtly ask patients for donations. Now, she says about 5 out of 6 do. But at least around Kansas City, that's mostly been the norm to begin with. Only a handful of clinics don't directly ask for anything. Heather Folk is director of Duchesne Clinic, a nonprofit clinic for people without insurance in Kansas City, Kansas.
Our patients have always been asked to pay something for care. It's been $15 since, I believe, 2001. Prior to that, earlier, it may have been $10.
federally designated community health centers like SWOPE, which also take private and public insurance, charge a sliding fee for people who are uninsured. Folks says for her clinic, donations don't make up a huge part of the budget, but they've always had an important purpose.
It encourages the patients to take responsibility in their care. It doesn't deter, as again, we never turn anyone away because they can't pay.
Back in the waiting room of the Kansas City Free Health Clinic, James Hughes waits for his appointment. He's here for the first time and says the $10 donation doesn't faze him.
Compared to the price of insurance, it's a generous donation to be seen by a doctor.
And he says it sure beats his medical bill from last year when he was without his blood pressure medication and wound up in the emergency room.
I think it came up to like $675 or something like that with all the tests, EKGs and whatever.
Have you been able to pay the bill off?
Somewhat. I'm still paying.
The clinic says whether or not Hughes and other patients are able to pay $10 has no effect on their access to care. There's no bill either. But throughout the country, the days of going to a clinic without being asked for a donation is increasingly becoming something of the past. Alana Gordon, KCUR News.